How long should one person hold the reins of power? Decades? A lifetime? Imagine a workplace where someone stays in the same position for over 50 years. Would that foster the innovation and insights someone can only get with really understanding the workplace? Or does this stifle fresh ideas that could be generated by a new perspective of a new employee? In the United States Congress, this isn't hypothetical. It's reality. Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, the U.S. should implement term limits for all members of Congress, and comes from the U.S. law category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. The U.S. Congress is divided into the House of Representatives and the Senate. Currently, all members of Congress can serve an unlimited number of terms if reelected. For example, Representative John Dingell of Michigan served for nearly 60 years, holding office from 1955 to 2015. Similarly, Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina served for almost 48 years, from 1954 to 2003. Efforts to introduce term limits have been debated for decades. The 22nd Amendment limits the president to two terms, but no such restrictions exist for Congress. According to the Congressional Research Service, 33 states have enacted term limits for their state legislatures, showing there is a precedent for this kind of reform at other levels of government. This debate isn't just about lawmakers. It's about representation. Would term limits ensure that Congress better reflects the will of the people? Or would it rob the institution of seasoned leaders? With growing polarization and declining trust in the government, this issue has real implications for democracy and accountability. Now, let's debate. Agree. The U.S. should implement term limits for all members of Congress. It promotes fresh ideas and innovation. Long tenures can lead to stagnation. Term limits would bring new voices and perspectives to Congress, fostering creative solutions to modern problems. For example, younger legislators might prioritize emerging issues like cybersecurity and climate change, and better represent the people that voted them into the office. A 2020 Gallup poll found that 75% of Americans support term limits, reflecting widespread frustration with perceived inaction by these career politicians. It reduces corruption and entrenched power. Career politicians are way more likely to form entrenched relationships with lobbyists and special interest groups, meaning they could be more likely to be bought. In 2005, Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham resigned after being convicted of accepting over $2.4 million in bribes, highlighting how a prolonged tenure can create opportunities for corruption. It ensures representation aligns with evolving public values. The needs and demographics of districts change over time. Term limits would ensure that lawmakers don't become out of touch with their constituents. And it allows new faces to even have an opportunity to run and represent their community. Voters often vote for the name they know, even when they haven't spent the time to learn about other candidates. A term limit would allow new voices a chance to really run. For example, Representative Don Young of Alaska served for nearly 50 years, during which his state's population and economic priorities shifted a lot. This raises questions about whether long-term representatives truly represent the current needs. Disagree. The U.S. should not implement term limits for all members of Congress. Experience is invaluable in policymaking. Crafting legislation is complex and requires institutional knowledge. Long-serving members are much better equipped to navigate these challenges. Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia served for 51 years and was known for his expertise in parliamentary procedure, which he used to secure resources for his state. Voters already have the powers to impose limits. Elections provide a natural mechanism for removing ineffective legislatures. If constituents want change, they just vote them out and vote someone else in new. Enacting term limits unfairly restricts voter choice. It means you're forcing out representatives who may still have strong support from their communities and their districts. And now we can't vote for them because of a term limit. Term limits could empower unelected officials. Bureaucrats, staffers, lobbyists often hold significant influence. With inexperienced lawmakers cycling in and out, these unelected individuals could wield way more power, taking advantage of these newbies. A 2017 study by the Brookings Institution found that term limits in state legislatures often shifted power to lobbyists, as incoming legislatures relied heavily on them for policy guidance. Now, let's explore some rebuttals. A possible rebuttal to the agree point about reducing corruption could be, term limits wouldn't eliminate corruption. Instead, they might incentivize short-term thinking, as lawmakers seek quick wins before their terms end. This could lead to more reckless policymaking. A possible rebuttal to the disagree point about experience being invaluable could be, while experience is important, no individual is indispensable. Term limits could encourage mentoring and succession planning, ensuring institutional knowledge is passed on. Recent discussions about term limits have gained traction. In 2023, Senator Josh Hawley introduced a bill proposing a 2-term limit for senators and a 3-term limit for representatives. While this bill hasn't yet advanced, it does reflect growing bipartisan interest in addressing these concerns. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, you can have Agree set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. Term limits should only apply to leadership positions in Congress. How would limiting the tenure of speakers or committee chairs impact governing? 2. Congressional term limits should be paired with lobbying restrictions. What measures would ensure that term limits don't increase lobbyist influence? 3. Term limits should include age restrictions instead of tenure caps. Would age-based limits address the same concerns as term limits while preserving experience? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many more by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.